This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Odisha from today to attend the All India Conference of Director Generals of Police and Inspector Generals of Police in Bhubaneswar. Odisha is hosting the event for the first time, which will be attended by the Director Generals of Police of all the states and union territories, as well as chiefs of the CRPF, RAW, NSG, Intelligence Bureau and SPG. Apart from Mr. Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval are also scheduled to attend the conference. The DGP's conference is likely to discuss important issues such as internal security, cybercrime, the Maoist menace, challenges posed by AI tools, the latest threats from drones and counter-terrorism, among other matters. India has called upon Bangladesh to ensure safety and security of Hindus and all minorities and their places of worship. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh said in a written reply in Rajya Sabha that the primary responsibility of the protection of life and liberty of all citizens of Bangladesh, including minorities, rests with the Bangladesh government. Several incidents of desecration and damages to Hindu temples and deities in the neighbouring nation have been reported in the past few months. The Supreme Court has ordered that Stage 4 of the Graded Response Action Plan GRAP, currently in force to tackle the severe air quality in Delhi, will continue till 2nd of December. A bench of Justices Abhay S. Oak and Augustine George Massey made it clear that all GRAP 4 measures, except for schools, shall be continued till Monday. The bench said that in the meantime, the Commission for Air Quality Management will hold a meeting to decide on easing the GRAP restrictions. The National Investigation Agency yesterday conducted extensive searches at 22 locations in 6 states in the human trafficking and forced cyber fraud cases. These states are Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Delhi, Maharashtra and Punjab. NIA in a statement said that the premises of 17 suspects were searched in as part of the ongoing investigations in the case linked with an organized trafficking syndicate engaged in trafficking of Indian youth to Southeast Asian countries. In a bid to strengthen the healthcare services in Ladakh, Ministry of Finance has approved creation of 103 posts for the establishment of earlier sanctioned new medical college for Ladakh. The ministry also approved for creation of 142 additional posts for the expansion of the existing 200-bedded SNM hospital in Leh. With this approval, it will be upgraded to a 350-bedded hospital in Leh to meet the growing demands of healthcare in the region. It will be the biggest hospital in Ladakh, catering healthcare services to the people. Chairman of the Ladakh Autonomous Hill Development Council, Leh, Tashi Gyalson, has expressed his heartfelt gratitude to the central government led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness over global enthusiasm towards Indian history and culture. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the Indian culture resonates globally. Sharing the glimpses from his foreign visits, the Prime Minister said that this immense enthusiasm towards our history and culture is extremely gladdening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reiterated the government's commitment to give the youth all the opportunities to make them shine and excel. Responding to a post by the MyGov India handle, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that India's youth power can do wonders. Iron ore production has registered a growth of 4.1% from April to October in the financial year 2024-25. Ministry of Mines said that the production of iron ore increased to 158.4 million metric tons as compared to 152.1 million metric tons during the same period last financial year. In hockey, the nail-biting encounter defending champions India triumphed over Japan with a 3-2 scoreline in the Men's Junior Asia Cup 2024 hockey tournament in Muscat, Oman yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.